Come in, come in.
Hi.
First of all, can you give me your name and where you were born? First of all, your name. Harold McCullough.
Right? Yeah, Harold McCullough.
Spelled with an O or a U?
Spelled with an O.
Okay. What year were you born?
1911.
Where were you born?
Slippery Rock.
Whereabouts in Slippery Rock?
357 Franklin Street.
Right where you're living?
Right where I'm living. I was born in that house.
How has it changed since your earliest memory of that street? In any way?
Well, there's...
What was there before Foodland?
Oh, a great big old house that used to be a tourist home. Rhodes. Rhodes is tourist home.
How do you spell that? R-H?
R-H-O-D-E-S, I think it was.
A tourist home. What's a tourist home?
Well, that was where the, like a motel is now.
Uh-huh. So what people would stay at a tourist home?
People that were driving through and needed a place to stop over for the night.
Where was Cheeseman Fleeger on Franklin Street?
Cheeseman Fleeger on Franklin Street was right where the Quaker State used to be.
Oh.
That was, and then the blacksmith shop was right on west of it.
There was a blacksmith
shop? Two blacksmith shops there.
What were their names?
Roberts and Heil.
How do you spell that?
H.
H E I L?
No, it's got a Y in it.
H E Y L E?
It would be about right. H E Y L E.
Robertson dash Heil?
No. Roberts had one and then Heil had one. There were two of them.
When did they go out of business? In the 50s, 60s, somewhere around there?
Before that.
40s, huh?
Yeah, it would be in the 40s.
Just after World War II?
If it wasn't during World War II, mm-hmm. Pretty close to it.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to school?
Slippery Rock.
Well, which school?
Well, it's called West Hall now, I believe.
Oh, is that right?
That was where I...
The model school?
It was a model school. And that's where I graduated from. Mm-hmm. The other one wasn't built until, I can't even tell you that. I worked on it.
You mean the McKay Education Building that?
The one.
Laboratory School?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 1939, was that about the time?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
I think that's what the.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that would be about right. Because I was thinking it was. When I was still in high school, they were building that, but it wasn't. It was afterward.
Was that a WPA project? State project, huh?
That was a state. Mm. That was even before they started to bus the kids in.
Yeah.
When that was built, then they started busing a few of them in later.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you what year it was I worked on the building, but...
Mm-hmm. When did you first go out to Redmond? What was your first job?
My first job was carrying water for the ditch diggers on the water line in Slippery Rock.
What year was that?
About 1921.
Were they putting city water in?
City water.
Is that the first city water?
No, the first city water was put in about 1908 or 9. They started laying those lines and building the wells.
When did the sewer come in?
Oh, When was WPA in?
The 30s, 36, 37.
Well, that was about the time
we
got the
sewer. Oh, was
that
a WPA project?
Most of it was.
There was city water, but there was no city sewers.
No city sewers.
Oh, people had their own outhouses, is that it?
Outhouses and septic tanks. In fact, I think there are still some houses in Slippery Rock hooked onto the septic tanks.
Is that? You mean their own septic tank?
I'm not sure of that, but I would gather that a few of some of those old ones.
Did you have the option of joining the city sewer? Or?
Nope. No, it was when it was put in, it was put in for everybody. Used to be free, now you pay for it.
Where could you get a job around here when you're looking for a job? What year did you first begin looking for a job?
I never looked for a job. I always had one. They were farmers, and then a lot of people drove back and forth to Cooper Bessemer in Grove City. Originally, there was an iron furnace down where Rock Falls Park is now.
Is that right?
That was in the 80s sometime. My father's first wife's father, no, grandfather, run the ironworks. They made plows and grates for furnaces.
Where exactly was that located? By a mill? There was a mill there,
yeah,
wasn't
there? There was a mill later. The mill was put in later, but the falls were there. I mean, the dam was there for to give cooling power to the forge. I never remembered it. I know was showed several times where it was.
Do you know what it was named?
Bingham? No. No, I know they made Bingham plows. And what else? I can't tell you.
When was the Hearst Auto Agency in town?
I think the first auto agency was a Ford.
Oh, whereabouts?
Right where Snyder's Garage is now. It was built there.
When did it become? Did it become Snyder's Garage?
Probably. Before World War II was a while, because they hauled World War II soldiers from the camp up at
Reynolds
to Pittsburgh.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh. Has it always been a bus garage or?
Bus, that one's all, no, it wasn't a bus when it was Ford. It was a bus after Snyder's bought it.
Oh, I see.
Bus and truck.
Was it Snyder's Buick car agency there?
Used to be. I think they've quit selling cars now.
Who was the Dodge? I noticed there's a sign. You know where Brooks is?
Yeah, that was built for Dodge, Plymouth Dodge.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, they built
that. Who owned
that?
What was it called?
I draw a blank. I bought a car from them, but I still draw it.
There's a couple of old houses in this town. The one on the top of the hill where Rogers lives now. You know, that Cool Ridge Acres or Cool Ridge?
Well, the one Rogers lives in is one of the oldest houses in the end of the road. That was originally a couvert.
A what?
A couvert.
What's that?
That was the name of the people.
Oh, how do you spell that?
C-O-V-E-R-T, I think it was. I'm not positive of that. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you his first name. His nickname's all I ever heard was Cheesy.
Cheesy, huh?
They had a coal mine right in back of that across the run, all under that park.
Is that right? That was a coal mine.
That was a coal mine.
Was it a shaft mine? Into the
slope.
A slope mine,
You can still see, alongside of the old cemetery up there,
yeah.
You can still see where the mine started in. It's filled up considerable now.
Just behind their house there?
Well, it's over on the park property, straight back across
straight
from
back,
their house.
Do you remember... Well, that cemetery, the new cemetery came in the 1880s. So
sometime like that, I'm not positive. That's a little ahead of me.
Did people still go to the old cemetery by the park?
Some people still do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they go up there looking for relatives.
What did the town do for entertainment when you were young?
Well, we had a theater.
What was it called? The Roxy? It was always the Roxy?
No.
The Roxy was built in 39, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and the other one had been shut down for about 10 years, or 4 years or five before that. It was Billingsley's.
Where was it located?
Where the Grange Hall is now. In the Grange Hall.
Oh, in the back there.
Yeah,
in
the back.
Oh, was that the movie theater? They simply converted it to the Grange Hall.
That's right.
Oh. Was it a Nickelodeon, or it was after the Nickelodeon?
It was after the Nickelodeons.
Oh, I see. Why did it close down? Not enough attendance?
No, the man that run it died, and nobody else took it over.
Oh.
And then the Grange bought it, and converted it, and they built the Roxy.
Where did kids go to the movies when that was closed down?
By that time, they were driving cars and going to Butler and Grove City. As far as other entertainment then, what we got was from the college.
Oh, I see.
They had a...
Sports and all that stuff.
Sports, and they run a movie in the old chapel.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
What, every Saturday night or what?
Well, it was whenever they could get a good picture, they'd just advertise it and...
Townspeople
went, same as the students.
First run movie?
At that time, yes.
Oh, that's interesting. What about some of these landmarks around here? Did you hear any of the stories about this college or this academy that was right down here, 100 yards away from here? Were there any old stories about that place?
Not that I know of. I've heard of it, but that's...
I understand it never really opened. There was a big fight between the trustees. Some fight over something that's in dispute. The Mercer County Historical President knew something about it. There was a big dispute, but there was over what they argued about. And they had a fist fight or something like that, somebody says, and then they just never opened, and the guy who tried to open it left. You never heard anything
never
about
heard
that?
About that. Okay. It may be in the Butler County history, but...
Can you go around the four roads here, thinking about them, and think about the landmarks? So you mentioned the railroad.
Well, this road right here was what they called the Old Mill Road.
The Old Mill Road.
And it came off of what used to be Route 8. It's 173 now.
Uh-huh.
Right out below where Bob McFate lives.
How do you spell that?
McFate. McFate, I think it is.
Okay.
You'd have to check and...
Straight through there, huh?
Yeah, it came out right along there by the old Redmond Road, which is now the Harmony Road.
You mean it went across Route 8, or what now is 173?
It went to there, and then joined the Harmony and the old Redmond Road.
Well, Harmony Road doesn't come out on 173, does it?
Yeah.
Whereabouts? I don't remember that.
Crossroads out there.
There is, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about 3.5 mile out of town.
Is it down that big hill?
At the bottom?
Where the junkyard is?
No. Wait a minute. Where's the junkyard?
At the bottom of that big steep hill.
Oh, that's on out. Yeah, that's at Adams's Corners. That's where 8 goes now.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's this side of that.
What was this? This is the Old Mill Road.
This was the Old Mill Road.
What was it used for? Any particular reason?
Farmers used it to get to the mill. This Craceley Mill down
I
there.
I see, yeah.
And it went down the other side of the creek and out over there by the old Ansel Connell farm. But I don't know what it was called from there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to bring stuff up from the down in that country to the mill.
Now, was Redmond this side of 173 or the other side of 173?
Could be on this side of 173.
Well, one guy tells me that it's right in here, 100, 200 yards beyond here. Another guy tells me, no, it's a half a mile or a quarter of a mile the other side of Route 173.
Well... 173, that's the Grove City Road.
The Grove City Road, yeah.
It would be the other side of that, about as far as it is from here to the Grove City Road.
Yeah, right, I get it, yeah. Okay, that's
this right. Old Mill Road crossed, I was telling you wrong. It's 108 I was thinking of when I told you the road came out on the Harmony Road, the Mill Road.
Uh-huh.
It's 108 now. And used to be Route 8.
Mm-hmm. So Harmony Road meets 108. You go down 108, turn left at Harmony Road, and go up that hill and then down the hill, and there's Harmony. Is that right?
There is Old Redmond.
Yeah, Redmond, actually.
Yeah, at the bottom of that hill, off to the left and the right. The schoolhouse was originally on the right.
There was a schoolhouse there.
They had a schoolhouse there.
How many people lived there?
Oh, in its heyday, there must have been 500 or 600.
Is that right? Was that the 1880s or 90s? When did it, when you remember, about 1920?
Yeah. Well, then I don't remember how many were living. They weren't, they were walking to Slippery Rock to school then.
Mm-hmm. Hundred?
Around houses? There, yes.
How many houses would you estimate were people living in at that time?
Oh, there were 7 or 8, and a lot of the people had moved out of those old company houses and come into Slippery Rock that worked there.
Mm-hmm.
The Horsemans and the Greaves.
Why did the town disappear if it had nice houses there?
They were all run down. They were just company houses.
Oh, I see. By 1920, they're pretty old.
They were pretty old, and...
Mm-hmm. Someone told me that the heyday was in the 1880s. They were really going...
Around there, yes, somewhere. They were shipping coal out of there.
What kind of people lived there?
They were pretty rough, most of them. A lot of Scotch-Irish. Most of them were immigrants.
Uh-huh. Was there any hostility towards Slippery Rock out there?
No.
No? Any foreigners types? People couldn't speak English?
I can't remember any that couldn't speak some English.
By 1920. Huh?
By 1920. Uh-huh. But before that, who knows? I don't.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Was there any stores out there?
They had a store, company store. Uh-huh. That was still running in 17 or 18.
Was it a shaft mine?
No, they were all drift mines. Three of them.
What's that, into the side of hill?
Right into the hill. Uh-huh. One of them came down through what was then the McFate farm, into the old Wolford farm, and across that hill back of where cranes live. Uh-huh. And I don't know where they crossed the road into the Vincent property, but and there was one came down through the reeds down this direction.
R-E-E-D.
R-E-E-D. Mm-hmm. That and crossed the Grove City Road somewhere. Well, now, wait a minute. I won't say that it crossed the Grove City Road, but and I can't think of the man's name that lives on the Patton farm, the old Patton farm now. But part of that old mine came out right there along the road.
Oh.
In fact, there's...
Surfaced, you mean?
Surfaced. Uh-huh. Because the people that lived down this way and walked to Redmond to work went in there and walked up the mine.
How long were the tunnels?
Well,
half a mile?
No, they'd been... That one would be almost a mile.
Is that right?
And the one that went out the other way went to the east. Oh.
What, Cranes, you mean?
No, beyond the other way from Cranes, out of Redmond. Uh-huh. It went to the east, not to the Fielding Farm, to Adams, almost to Adams's Corners.
Oh. That's a big mine.
It was a big mine.
How did they get the coal out of here?
With the railroad.
And can you tell me, did they build a railroad specially for that mine?
For that mine, that was the end of it.
Uh-huh. It went to Newcastle?
I went down to Newcastle.
Was it a regular gauge or a narrow gauge?
It was a regular gauge.
Uh-huh. Could you trace it from Redmond and where it went?
Well, from Redmond, it came down, it came west to...
Where did it cross Grove City Road?
Just this side of where you go into the golf course, where you go
about
into Cooper's
yards?
Gravel Bank. Uh-huh. You go into Cooper's Gravel Bank. It's right there. You can still see the...
I don't know Cooper's Gravel Bank. Wait a minute now. You mean over there?
On the...
I'm thinking, I know the golf course. I know that old Western, that A-frame building, you know?
Well, it's just across the run from the A-frame building.
There's a run there.
A run, yeah. Crosses the run.
Okay.
And it went down through there to...
Where did it cross the 258?
That I'm not
sure. I bet it's at, I think I know, it's at Valcour. How about that? Would it go that far north? There was a railroad at Valcour. You can still see the embankment.
At Valcour?
Yeah.
That's, well, the Valcour... It went through the Valcour property when it went up that way, but where it crossed, I can't tell you.
That's a bit north, isn't it?
I would think that would be a bit north.
You would think it would cross somewhere just around North Liberty, wouldn't you?
It's way north of North Liberty, because the gravel or the limestone that they hauled out of there was on up where Valcour and George Camel.
Well, maybe it is at Valcour it comes out then.
It might. Might be. I'd have to go up to even remember where it crossed the creek at, but I remember where at the time.
Yeah, it would have to cross the creek, wouldn't it?
It crossed the creek this side of Lindy's somewhere.
Lindy's? Who's Lindy's?
That's where they have the fishing pond on that.
Oh, yeah. Lake Lindy, yeah.
Lake Lindy.
Mm-hmm. Where was the limestone mined at?
Right back at Henry Reddick's.
Were there plumbing, the Reddick plumbing?
No, well, it's across the road from that and back, that's Rennick, and the other is Reddick.
Oh, I see. Is that near that A-frame building? You say it's just beyond, it's just south of the golf course, right?
That's where the railroad went into Cooper's. But to get to the gravel or the limestone pit, you went to the top of the hill just on the other side of the golf course and turned left and came back in.
That's Adams Corners, isn't it?
No. Adams's Corners is out 108, 28.
Oh, well, then what's that?
Eight.
What's that gas station? They call it a Corners.
Kyle's.
Kyle's Corners. Is that it?
No. No, it's this side of that. That's where you go into it now.
Yeah.
Into that limestone.
Oh.
Area.
Oh. It's this. How far back? I can't think of any landmarks.
Oh, it's about. I suppose it's about 2 miles back there to the to Wolf Creek. It was right on the bank of Wolf Creek.
Uh huh. Gee, there was a limestone. Is there a pond there now?
Several of them, if you can get into them.
Oh, wait a minute. There is a sand and gravel pit. They call it Till Run, Till Road or something like that. Isn't that right? Yeah, I know where that is. Right now, have you ever been... At Kyle's Corners, you turn west, and you go half a mile, and there's a gravel pit there. Is that Cooper's gravel pit?
No, that isn't Cooper's, not at Kyle's.
That's too far, huh?
That's Valcourt. That's too far for Cooper's. That's into the Valcourt. That's the mine that limestone mine is back in there.
Uh-huh. Was it very big, very deep?
Oh, it was a... Yeah, they didn't strip it. They mined it.
Mm-hmm.
You know of Christ, the old Chrysler mill,
yeah,
down
right
there.
Right, I heard of that, yeah. Right down here. Who mined the limestone? Did they bring in skilled men or something?
They brought in, they were laborers like the Redmond mine was.
Oh, uh-huh.
But it was after the Redmond mine had partially closed down. They either run out of coal or price that they started to haul the limestone out of there.
Oh, the same guys, huh?
No, and it wouldn't be the same guys, the same railroad. But
where did they live? Where did the men live who worked in the...
In the limestone mine, I don't know.
No special place, huh?
I don't think. Because they took limestone out of both sides of the creek.
And the railroad was right there, huh?
Right there.
When did the limestone pit close?
Oh, no, I can't tell you. Go ahead. You won't be able to get there fast.
Okay, well, we'll just let it go. This area was stripped, right?
Yeah, this area was all stripped for coal. That was in the 50s.
That must have been a big strip club, huh?
Pretty fair, because it went all through the Kelly Farm.
Where was the Kelly Farmhouse?
Kelly Farmhouse would set just about where Reddick's house is now.
Oh, yeah?
Up in there.
I guess they named Kelly Boulevard after that farm.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, that's the old Kelly Farm. Mm-hmm. Who owned it before Kelly, I don't know, but that was the old Kelly Farm.
Was he the guy whose land was stripped?
Yeah.
Did it make him wealthy?
I imagine.
Did he move out? Or?
Yeah, they moved out.
Mm-hmm. What was this area before it was stripped? A big farm?
Farm.
One man's farm? Who owned this? Who was owning this farm?
I was trying to think of the name of those people. They came out from Pittsburgh. And they had a house down where, well, they had this one. And then one on down, the barn and things were on down there where Beatty built.
Mm-hmm. Was it just one farm?
It was just one farm from, Merriam's boundary is where this farm run to.
Mm-hmm. And then the strip mine ruined it, huh?
Ruined that part of it. Mm-hmm. Well, it ruined all of it because it let the water out to run all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Who planted all those trees out there?
The strip mine.
They did. Was that the law?
That was the law then. That had just come in and started. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to cover it all, but
they didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
Some of that's pretty barren up there, isn't it?
Yeah, on the other side of the line, Merriam's line up there on the old Kelly farm, they didn't plant any. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a few, but.
Oh, that's why not, it was also so barren up there, even now, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about going toward Butler? You know that it's a 100-year-old house, at least, opposite where Yangtze's used
to be. That belongs to Gary McKnight now. He could probably give you the history of that if you can get a hold of Gary. He's a strip miner.
Oh. What do you know about it? Why is it abandoned, you know?
Well,
when was it last lived in?
As far as years are concerned, I couldn't tell you, but Schneider.
Before World War II?
No, I think it was just during or shortly after World War II. Sid Snyder bought it from the Steels, and nobody lived in it after he bought it. Hmm. He started to fix it up one time, and I don't know what he run into that they quit and just boarded it up. Mm-hmm. Some of the floors in that house are just as good as the day they were put in.
Yeah, it looks very solid. It's a funny thing, no one lives in it now. What was there before the high school was built? You know where the high school
was? That was part of this farm that right at the foot of the hill, McNeese's, was a Cooper farm at one time, and it was part of their farm.
Well, that barn that's there now?
That was part of the old Cooper deal.
Oh.
They rebuilt that barn about twice because I think the other one caved in once. But
what about where the college is now? You know, where they've expanded in the last 20 years?
Where they expanded on what was once the old Garlow farm. They took that whole block.
G-A-R-L-O-W?
G-No. I'll have to look it up. That isn't the way it is. I'd have to look it up.
Okay.
I just
there's a lot of mines, I understand, out there.
Yeah, there's some coal mines out there. The college had a coal mine right down.
College ran its own coal mine.
College mined its own coal and made its own electricity originally.
Is that right?
Yeah. That mine is where one of the, right at the beginning of one, where one of those science buildings starts now.
You mean the round one?
I think it's the round one that's back there. I'd have to go back
about
and look.
There, huh?
It's about in there.
Uh-huh. Who mined the coal?
Some of the fellows that had worked at Redmond.
Is that right?
Came in there and mined coal.
Was it a big mine or just enough to keep the...
Enough to keep the college. Nobody bought any of it. They just mined enough back up out of the hill this way.
To run their generators.
To run their generators.
Why did they make their own electricity? Wasn't there electrical power?
Not when they started that.
Oh, so the college was electrified before...
Before the town was.
Oh.
Yeah.
How long did that... Can you estimate when the college was electrified? It was when you...
It's as long as I can remember, they had a... Uh-huh. Had generators down there.
When do you think Slippery Rock was electrified? 30s?
Sometime in the 30s,
not
yeah.
The
20s, I wasn't
huh?
too old.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It could have been in the 20s, 25, 28,
uh-huh.
sometime when we finally got it. I can still remember reading by gas lights in our house.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I can remember my grandmother's. Yeah.
But,
was it hard to read by gaslight?
No, not too hard. Not much harder to read by gaslight than it is electricity for me now.
Uh-huh. anything else you remember about the college that was different? Did they raise any animals?
Yes, they had a pig farm.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What for? To teach or to just get...
Meat.
For meat, huh? How many pigs did they have?
Oh. Several of the times I've been back there, they've had, 100. Maybe more.
Oh. Where did they farm them? Where did they keep them?
Right below the coal mine entrance.
Well, that was...
They
great.
Had a... Where that lake is now.
Yeah,
no,
by
yeah,
the run there.
Down by where the lake is now.
Did they raise corn for them?
They farmed that whole top of that hill
where the stadium is?
Where the, not where, yeah, no, that was, that's part of the addition. That's the Garlo end of it. Where the old football field used to be.
Oh.
The old football field up where the...
that they tore down recently.
No. No, up where they play baseball now.
Oh, that was the first football field.
Yeah, that was the first football field.
Oh.
That's where I played my football while I was in high school.
Oh. It was a high school football team.
High school and normal school.
In the 20s or 30s?
Would that be in the 20s? Well, yeah, it would have been the late middle 20s to the 30s.
Uh-huh. You played on the same field as a normal school?
Played with the normal school most of the time.
Is that right? They combined the teams, huh?
Yeah, and then when a high school got a team of their own, I can remember Coach Thompson saying, when you guys scrimmage with us, do it very gently. We don't have as big a boys as you do.
Really? You mean that you said that? He said that to the high school kids?
Yeah. When they got a high school football team, I think half of his traveling football team was high school students.
They were better than the college students.
Bigger.
Bigger, huh? Is that right? Oh, that's interesting. What do you think of Coach Thompson?
There's never been one like him and never will be another like him.
Is that right? Tell me about him.
Well...
How would you describe him, first of all, what did he look like?
He was a big man.
6'2"?
At least.
Uh-huh. How much do you think he weighed?
Well, at one time I know he weighed 265. His brother was a little bigger than he was. Mm-hmm. They both were all Americans, and I can't tell you what school they went to. Mm-hmm. But they were born down on old Route 8, below where, it would be off to the right from Mershimer's trailer court, or trailer sales. Uh-huh. Back in off to the right on the old road.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so they're close by here, huh?
They were close by.
Uh-huh. What kind of a coach was he?
He was a good coach.
Was he tough, or?
Well, he could be, but he didn't need to be. Nobody argued with him.
He was too big, huh?
He was just too big and too easy going to ever get in an argument with anybody.
Uh-huh. Was he smart as a coach?
As a coach, he was very smart. Mm-hmm. He taught a lot of football players. Mm-hmm. That would be a lady you ought to go talk to someday, Mrs. Thompson.
Is she still
there? She's up in Sunnyview home sometime. Her, that Oddfellas nursing home up there. Tell her who you are, and you're a teacher at the school.
Yeah.
She would fill you in on a lot of coaches, football players.
Did the normal college ever have a winning team?
Normal school did. State champion several times that I can remember of.
Oh. Under Coach Towns.
Under Coach. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, we're wasting a lot of your tape.
Oh.
Biggest thing I ever remember about this college now is when I went up there to be a night watchman. Somebody said, "You know all the faculty," and I said, "That's nothing. I used to know all the students too." But
when did you go? Were you a night watchman there?
After I came back from a service.
What year would that be?
Round of 50 sometime, 40, started 48, 49.
Oh, well, how did you see the college as a night watchman? Can you tell me anything about your experience? Do you remember anything happening? It was quiet. Huh?
Very quiet. Very quiet. Oh, a few, a little out of hand arguments and things like that.
Yeah, but nothing big.
Nothing big.
Any crime?
Very little. I shouldn't say that exactly, because that's the reason I was taken up there.
Why?
Because the dietitian was losing a lot of food.
Oh, someone was stealing it
out of the kitchen.
Uh-huh. Did you catch him, or did you stop it?
Who I caught him.
Was it a student?
One of the other night watchmen.
Oh.
Well, he was a student doing night watchman work. That was part of his work. That was when Weisenflue was up here, if you remember that.
No, that was before my time. What'd they do to him?
Took his jobs as near as I could ever figure out, because he graduated the next spring.
Oh. That's a felony, you know.
Yeah.
They weren't too tough then.
No, they weren't too tough then.
Mm-hmm. Has the town grown much?
The town hadn't grown too much. Mm-hmm. probably 1,000 or 1,200 people. It's grown since I can remember it first.
Mostly the college expanding.
It's mostly the college expanding. Mm-hmm. Is that a dog up at Marion's?
Yeah, I saw a dog. I think it's a German Shepherd. It could be the Kennedy's dog, because she wanders once in a while.
Oh, well, I don't think it's any of Marion's.
No,
I don't know of any more landmarks around it, other than used to haul all the college students in from the railroad at Keister.
Oh, yeah. How'd you haul them in?
Bus or a hack.
A college bus?
The college had a hack, and then the livery stable had a hack that they brought them in with horses.
Oh, there's a livery stable. Where was the livery stable?
It was under the building that would have been the theater. The Roxy.
It was underneath?
Underneath that. That wasn't there then.
Oh,
that
I
was
see.
The old, there was a barber shop upstairs then, and a store part way back, and then back of that was the livery stable. Had a place for the people to keep their horses.
Oh, I see. What was the name of the hotel?
Welsh's Hotel, I think. I'm not sure.
Same as the, remember Welsh's drugstore? What do you call it?
No. That's not the same Welsh's.
Okay.
These Welsh's ran the hotel for a while.
W-E-L-S-H?
S-H, uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. And
do you remember that hotel?
Not too much about the hotel.
It was already closed by then.
No, it was still open, but that was one place we weren't allowed to go then when I was growing up.
Why? Bad reputation?
No. They sold things in there then that we weren't allowed to get around. I went to the livery stable a lot, but I never went in the hotel much.
Uh-huh. How many rooms did it have, do you know?
That I couldn't even begin to tell you.
Do you remember when it closed?
When the bank bought it.
Oh, and the bank moved in, isn't it?
The bank moved in.
When did the bank move in?
I don't know. You'd have to dig that out of the books somewhere.
Uh-huh. Was it in the 30s, you think? Before the war?
Before the war.
Mm-hmm. Where was the First National Bank before that?
That's the only place I can remember the First National. Well, it was up the street. Yes, first it was up the street. No, I can't.
Uh-huh. But it was up the street somewhere.
A little ways. Uh-huh. But then they took the corner and gradually bought the whole thing.
Uh-huh, I see. As it prospered.
As it prospered. And the Citizens Bank was where Isley's were.
Oh, it was two banks. Huh?
Yeah, we had two banks.
Oh. When did Isley's come in? Must have been early 20s. Huh?
In the 20s sometime.
And that bank went out of business. Huh?
It went out of business.
Was it the Depression that took it out?
No. I can't tell you the story. I don't remember that much about it, but there was some money embezzled. And
oh, I see. Ruined the bank, huh?
Yeah, it ruined the bank.
Was there anything out Newcastle Street?
Not that I know of. Cooper's came in there after after the town was well. And they were the first business out that way. Mm-hmm. Well, there was a coal mine out on that hill that they hauled coal to into town.
The same hill where Cooper's is, just beyond.
This way.
This way, yeah. It was a coal mine that we are.
Coal mine in there where the junkyard is.
What junkyard?
The big junkyard now. On the right, just before you go over the hill to get to Cooper's.
Oh, you mean on the right where those semi-trailer truck business is there?
That's where it used, the semis used to be in there. It was a...
Have they moved it? Is there a junkyard there now?
Yeah, there's a junkyard there now.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
There was a coal mine in there. Mm-hmm.
Gil's been here a long time, hasn't it? Used car...
Gil has been there quite a while. I can't just remember when he did go out there, but he used to work for Cheeseman, mechanic for Cheeseman for a while. Uh-huh. He was born out here on this, on the old Gil farm. I don't know who owns it now. It's out this side of Lee Ligo's. When you go in this road,
I know Lee Ligo, yeah.
It's this side of Lee Ligo's.
Is it this
that
side of the creek?
That was the old Gill farm. No, it's the other side of the creek.
Oh, yeah.
Up where the waterworks hickey is now.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
That was on their farm.
Oh. What is that waterworks? Who's that? Who's it belong to?
That's the borough.
Way out there, huh?
Had to go out there to get water.
Oh, why? Because of the strip mining?
Well, I guess they were pumping it down, and the wells we had in town weren't making enough of water.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And they went out there and drilled into that old flowing well deal, and they get all the water they need now. I guess they've only got two wells out there.
Oh.
I haven't been out.
That's a long way to pipe the water, isn't it?
Not if that's as close as you can get it.
The Catholic Church been there?
I think it was built around 38.
Had there ever
39?
Had there always been a Catholic Church?
No, we never had a Catholic Church in town.
Was it for the students or what?
It was built for the students because they all went from here to Forestville to the Catholic Church out there.
Well, then, why did they build this, what's the name of the Newman Center on campus?
Well, they wanted a bigger access to the students.
Uh-huh. Well, are there enough Catholics in the area now to attend that church? Is that what is happening?
Up on top of the hill? Well, they come in from a few miles around, and they have a pretty fair congregation up there.
Are any of the old original residents still living around here? Original families? Or?
Oh.
In town. Very few, huh?
Very, very few. I can't think of any of the original families that are in there yet. The Binghams are all gone. The Bards are all gone. sow horses are, well, part of the sow horse family still there. They're the Houlihan family now.
How do you spell Soway?
Don't ask me. I can't spell.
They're Watson's old?
Oh, the Watsons are one of the older families. There was, it would be Dr. Bob's uncle and great uncle. Oh, when you get in that family now, Dr. Bob's mother is about the oldest one left around here.
Oh. Who's Dr. Bob? You mean Bob Watson of the county?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, his mother, well, what about his father?
Well, his mother and father, I'm sorry, I'm one family. His grandmother is the oldest one left around here.
What was her maiden name, you know?
Wallace, I believe. I'm not sure about that either, but I think it was Wallace. I know she's related to me, but I don't know.
Yeah, most of the old families in Mercer are gone, too. I guess they've all moved away.
Yeah. Well, I think it was just a case of going up the road to the cemetery that cleaned them out of Slippery Rock. Uh-huh. The younger generations didn't want to stay.
Yeah.
Hezzy Vincent was one of the old timers around here. Uh-huh. And his brother, Dr. Vincent, still has a property in town.
When did they put the community park in?
Up here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not been but about
'em. On top of the hill there, you know.
I know where it is. I know what it used to be and who bought it and who gave it to the town.
Well, what did it used to be?
Lee Bowler, it used to be a farm, and then they stripped it.
Oh.
Because he hadn't gotten all the coal out of there, it was stripped.
How do you spell his last name?
Bowler.
B-O-W-L-E-R?
I don't know. I'll tell you where he lives and you can go visit him, and he talked to you for a week. Go out past the cemetery to the Branston Road and turn to the right and just go to the foot of the hill and turn into the left. His house is in the corner. And if you tell him who you are and where you live, and he'll give you all a lowdown on it. On that, anyway.
Did he donate the farm to the town?
Well, it was part donation and part trade. He wanted some land that the town had someplace else. And,
So that top of that hill has been stripped, huh?
Yeah. Well, the top hasn't been stripped.
Mm-hmm.
You can go along there and above the horse show ring and see a flat place, and that's as far up as it was stripped, filled.
Oh, yeah. Come to think of it, it's all shaled with that stuff there.
Yeah.
That below that was stripped, is that it?
Below that and on the other side of it was stripped.
What about where the Little League fields are?
That was stripped.
That's stripped land.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I see. When did the Little League come? Well, I guess that was in the 50s, huh?
Sometime in the 50s.
Yeah. Has the field been there since the 50s?
I can't even remember when it was built. I remember when they were building it, but I don't know what year it was.
Probably the 60s. Well, it was there when we got here. I bet it was in the late 50s.
Probably.
Yeah. How long has McGowan Lumber been there?
I was going to say not too long, but he's been there. Must be 30 years.
Since the war, roughly, huh?
Roughly.
Uh-huh. Like Cheeseman Flieger moved over to that road after the war.
After the war.
Yeah. You were gone all during the war.
Yeah. I came back in 43, 44.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you remember the end of the war here, huh?
Yeah.
What was it like in town when the war ended? Was there any celebration?
Not too much.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's a small town.
Yeah. Wasn't too much. I think the American Legion had a parade and mm-hmm. a few of the old ducks from World War I. Mm-hmm. But, they built that big monument up there in the
That little park?
Where that little park is.
What had it been before? A vacant lot?
That was a vacant lot. It was donated to the town for a park, and they can't do anything except use it for a park.
Oh.
And I can't even tell you the people's name that gave it to, whether it was one of the Cluttons that lived right next door or one of the Binghams, maybe. But I know that it was donated for a park specifically. Mm-hmm. And as they were trying to figure out a way of getting it to use it here not too long ago, and
I see. What do they use it for?
Well, let's I can't even remember what that was for now, but they were talking about somebody wanted to trade them a piece of property so that they'd have a corner there, corner property and uh-huh. somewhere, and they couldn't do it.
Uh-huh. They can't break the will.
Can't break the will.
How about the doctors in town? Who were the best in town?
Well, it was Dr. Hawkenberry, not the dentist, uh-huh. the doctor.
What was his first name?
Don't ask me.
Uh-huh.
He lived and had his office on Cooper and Maple Street, the corner of Cooper and Maple.
Where's Maple?
That's the one that goes up between the Presbyterian and the Methodist Church.
Oh yeah, right.
And up at the corner.
Where that big old house is.
Yeah, he's got a shop made out of the doctor's
right,
office.
Right. Oh, that was where the
that
doctor's
was the office. Off, that was his see. Office.
Yeah, I've been in there. Beautiful home.
Yes.
Old, solid old home. Yeah.
He's the man that brought me into this world.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
He served at. Was he the only doctor in town?
He was the only one for quite a while, and then there was a Dr. Grubb. I didn't know him, never did know him. And down on Franklin Street, I used to steal cookies from his wife, but I can't tell you what. I was thinking Moore, but that doesn't sound like it. Then we had a Dr. Studebaker. He had his office on Main Street, right across from the college.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter still owns the property there.
Mm-hmm.
She's Mrs. Jack now.
Oh, I think I've heard.
Yeah, I imagine.
Who's the doctor who lives in the White House opposite the park? That big.
That's Dr. Vincent.
Oh, is he a
was
medical
born
doctor?
Up. Yeah, he was born right up here on the hill.
Over there? Yeah.
Yeah, he was Hezzy's brother.
Oh, now who's Hezzy?
You mean you lived here that long and never knew Hezzy?
No.
He'd be John Tissue's father-in-law.
Oh, with a farm there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's still alive, isn't he? He's getting very old.
Somebody said he...
Oh, did he die?
Yeah, I believe he died. Yeah.
You mean John... Mrs. Tissue is this, what, the sister of Dr. Vincent?
No, she wouldn't be a sister, Dr. Vincent's. No. Hezzy and Dr. Vincent were brothers.
Oh, I see. Uncle, that's...
He'd be an uncle, yeah.
Okay. She had such a quiet place. You rarely see anyone there. He's still living there, huh?
Yeah, well, he's there in the summertime part of the time.
Oh, I see.
He has a home in Florida.
Did he practice here in town?
Yeah, he practiced here in town for 40 years.
Oh.
Or maybe 50.
Where was his office?
Right in that house.
I see.
And the part next to the alley was his office.
Yeah, it looks like an office, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful home. What are some of the other big houses around?
Oh, the McKay house, that's...
Where is that?
Tell me, I can't say the name of the people that live in there now.
Where's it?
It's on Main Street, second house up from that little park. That was one of the original houses.
Oh, is that right?
And the big spring, the watering trough, set in front of the next house up there that they used to water
the...
The third from the park that they used to water the stagecoach horses.
Oh, is that right? Now, that's going south.
Mm-hmm.
Third house south from the park.
From the park.
It was a watering trough where they...
Right in front of it.
These stagecoach
horses.
Yeah,
well, they not only watered stagecoach horses, they watered a lot of things there.
Well, the stagecoach actually stopped at what is now the Camelot Inn, the Camelot restaurant, right? That was the number. Isn't that right?
Oh. No, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But you do remember the... Watering trough.
I remember the watering trough. I got thrown in there a couple of times. I remember that. And there used to be a big old store building right on the corner where that repair shop is now.
Which repair shop?
The one on the right-hand side when you're, or left-hand side when you're going into town.
From here. Repair shop.
Yeah. And across the street from that, there was another hotel.
Wait a minute, repair shop. I don't know which repair shop.
It used to be a filling station right on the corner.
Oh, yeah, right, where it was Sunoco used
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, where Sunoco used to
and
be.
And what was there?
That was a big store, big old general store. They sold everything.
What was the name of it?
First and last name I can remember being in there was Thorpe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was on the corner, huh?
Yeah.
And where was the other hotel you were mentioning?
Right straight across the street from it.
Oh, with that old building there, where
no.
the Boron Station is.
Yeah, where the Boron Station is. Uh-huh. That was an old brick.
A brick one.
Huh? Brick building.
And they had a hotel there.
Yeah.
Why'd they have two big hotels in a small town?
Well... It was a crossroads.
Uh-huh. A lot of people stayed.
A lot of people stopped.
Uh-huh. Many salesmen come through here?
Quite a few. I can remember quite a few coming through. But I can't tell you what they were selling now.
Did you travel much? Did you go to Grove City or Newcastle a lot?
Went to Grove City quite a bit, and we went to Butler quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
Because my mother... was born about halfway to Butler.
Oh. Where
Well, it used to be the old Rose Inn.
Rose, R-O-S-E?
Yeah.
Where was that located?
Well, do you know where the theater, open-air theater is on the road to Butler?
Lark Field, is that what it's, yeah, I do know. Uh-huh.
Turn to the left there and go back and just where that road comes out onto what used to be Route 8, it was right across the road from it. That was Unionville.
Oh, Unionville. That's where that coal mine is now. There's a little league place there.
Yeah, there's a little league place there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And a big league place there. They have quite a bit of sports in that town.
They do. I guess that's it.